Tonight, James gets dressed in a pair of socks, Mike plants butt tomatoes, and we rob the bank. And this is Couch Potato Mike from CouchPotatoMike.com.
Oh yeah, it does exist. You literally can go there.
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, there's no reason to, but you could. You could indeed go there.
Well, if you want to listen to that one podcast, you can do that.
Yes.
Yeah, download at CouchPotatoMike.com. I don't think the picture works anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I had a picture of some janky couch.
Oh, I bet it auto-updated WordPress, and that breaks the headers usually.
Oh, what bastards.
Yeah, I found a way around that for you web developers out there. You have to make a child version of your theme to then make changes to. Because then it updates, and the updates apply to the child theme, but it won't delete your header. Which, if you are a web developer, you will look into that and you'll know what I'm talking about. If you're not, you're like, damn it, James, you're speaking Greek to me.
Greek
tzatziki sauce. Stavros.
Huh. Stavros.
It's a stupid Greek yogurt commercial I've seen where this woman's like, this Greek yogurt is so good, I'm going to move to Greek and buy a farm and have goats. He's like, I will call you Stavros. Do not call him Stavros. This will confuse him.
I know Davros is like one of the Doctor's enemies.
Yeah. The creator of the Daleks.
Yep. Daleks.
So exciting news. We should, in the very near future, have some great interviews lined up for Use Guys.
Yeah, we're going to be going for our 2016 interview series.
Yeah, we've gone a while without an interview.
Yeah, we start doing it like once every year. We go through like big streaks where we'll get a bunch of interviews. But
yeah,
So that's why I'm calling it our 2016 interview series.
Which is kind of weird, though, because we do a bunch of solo shows, and then we're like, God, and we start bringing on a bunch of guests, and like we have a lot of fun talking to guests. We meet some really cool people.
Oh yeah.
We've made some good friends through that. Dan Green, Gary Collins, we've interviewed some really cool people. And then, after a while, me and Mike are like, God, I just want to do an us episode. Like, I'm just tired of these people. Like, obviously, it reduces the amount of time that we get to talk. And to not be complete dicks, you can't really, train roll over your guests. Like, you can't be like, no, 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 you dumb son of a bitch.
But I would like to get somebody on here that we could do that to. Somebody, that we could lambaste on behalf of the guests. On behalf of our audience.
I mean, I don't want to bring on an idiot to, bash, though. Like, and honestly,
I just want to bring on somebody who... We are very publicly outspoken against their views, and then question them and put them on the spot and all this stuff, and let them defend themselves.
We'll bring on Michael Moore and ask him if he does indeed eat a bowl of dicks.
He won't return my calls.
Yeah.
Too many dicks in his mouth.
Yeah.
You hear that, Michael Moore? No, you don't. He doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, he has no tact and no
taste. He has
taste.
Never heard of the Survival Punk podcast.
Yeah.
And if you know anybody that knows somebody that knows somebody who knows Michael Moore, spread the word.
Or, actually, if you or someone you know or someone that you can hassle for me and Mike would be a good guest on the show, email me, james@survivalpunk.com.
Yeah. We'll give airtime to nobodies.
If you're interesting, I'm not going to bring someone on like...
If you have some kind of a great crafting skill, survival skill, anything, you're part of a punk band, you know how to do Rubik's Cubes, you can paint like Bob Ross. Some kind of a great skill and you want to share it and all that stuff, just drop a line. james@survivalpunk.com.
All right, Jeff Goldblum.
james@survivalpunk.com. Just do it. Drop us email or don't. But not everybody can get what one desires. But
yeah.
that's no reason to say no.
Yeah. So Also, on top of guests, I'm going through a...
if you know Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I'm going through, like, a review. Like, I haven't really reviewed much in a while. Like, the gear punk has been kind of negligent. I've got a few products to review and test. I'm excited about. Expect unboxing videos, for God's sake. People love those.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Don't get me started on unboxing videos.
Oh, my God.
It's just fucking retarded. You watch videos of people taking shit out of packaging.
Yeah, and first impressions, like...
Do you really need that much instruction on how to take something out of the fucking box?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I can see, well, we know what's in it. I mean, read the fucking box! It'll tell you the contents.
People pull out, like, the labels, and they, like, play with it and have... I don't know. They're popular on YouTube, and for God's sake, we should put some stuff on there.
You want to unbox a towel and videotape it.
Shh, don't tell people what's in it.
What's in the towel? Oh.
You faggot.
Spoilers, motherfuckers.
And some other stuff. I've got a book coming Monday. Wow. That I've been waiting for, book series that I like, Day by Day Armageddon, for you zombie fans out there, and I'm going to actually, like,
and we're going to interview the author live on air.
Yeah, well, not live. Live for us.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not going to interview a recording of him.
No.
That'd be retarded.
Yeah. So, yeah, and good stuff. Let's get into this motherfucking show, part two of...
Cheap ass mofos, or whatever we called it the first time.
Yeah. Like survival and thrift, or.
Yes. Being thrifty, being on an extreme budget.
How to be a fucking miser, basically.
Exactly.
Because me and Mike kind of are misers.
We try to be cheap.
Yeah, we have things that, like, we're super cheap on, and then things that we splurge on.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess most people do. I guess everyone's not completely extravagant, but we have a few tips and tricks to cut those corners.
Yep.
And let's see, this time we're going to talk about, so if you listen to episode 1, which would be episode 107, so survivalpunk.com/episode107, no spaces, all lower cases. I made it easy to find the episodes now.
Oh, you did do that, huh?
Yeah, it's as long as I remember, the episodes are always named episode and the episode number.
What episode number is this?
Is it 108?
This is 108, you haven't recorded since then?
No.
Oh, did you skip a week?
I did. I took it off for July 4th.
Oh.
Yeah. And really what I mean to say is we didn't record because Serenity came out and we went to the trampoline park.
I know, but usually, like, you'll do, like, a solo show, like, how to pick lint out of your sweet potatoes.
Yeah, no, I was super tired. What is Jordan doing back there?
Derailing the show?
Yeah, he's always it. So, first time we covered reducing bills, we covered food and household goods. This time, we're going to attempt to cover all of this. Travel.
Paper versus plastic.
Reusing.
Buying used.
Yes, buying used. Don't buy used hookers, though. Because they're all dead.
Oh, they're all used.
Yeah.
You can't get a new hooker. But there is nothing like that new hooker smell.
No. Dead hooker smell.
Nobody knows what it smells like.
So
he's usually the one crying.
Traveling. You just told me literally a few minutes ago a good way to save on travel.
Yeah, this is a tip I got from somebody who I hope is going to be our guest at some point.
Yes.
There is a great way where you can fly on a private jet and pay coach prices. See, private jets get chartered a lot by rich people that are going one direction. Like, I need to get to New York and I'm going to be there for 3 weeks. Or by some company flying in their CEO. Stuff like that. And those jets usually have to get back to their airport of origin, which means that you can catch one. It's not a guaranteed thing, but you can catch one on its return trip going somewhere for, like, pennies on the dollar of what it would normally could charge, because they'd rather make some money than no money. Like, I know a person, the person that actually I learned this trick from, he could get a private jet from one city to the next. I mean, it's only a one-way trip. For like $700. And some airlines will charge that much just for coach seating. And it's not just, per person. You could get like 6 people on there and not pay an additional dime. Because you're just renting the flight. So.
Which is a real good way to travel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do it. And I don't know how many areas there are. But I know National has or had this megabus thing that would drive to a few cities, and it was, like, stupid cheap to go. Like, I had a bunch of friends that would, like, go to Atlanta or Chicago, and, like, It was like $20 to ride or something.
Oh my god, I remember for a while the back Megabus, in the 90s, freaking Greyhound was had this whole, and you can go to
was
anywhere.
99, is that what it was?
68 or less.
Oh yeah.
Like every bus ticket was $68 or less. It was like that for a whole summer. I mean, that doesn't really apply now. Now, there's some other cheap ways if you travel, like going on an airplane. They will charge you basically by acreage for how big your bag is, your carry-on or whatever. So you can actually, and they'll charge you for checked baggage and all that shit. You can fit a lot more clothes in a lot smaller place by rolling them instead of folding them. You roll it up, and you can get twice as much clothing in the same amount of area. So you can actually use smaller things that way.
Yeah, I saw a trick one time where you like fold a t-shirt, you put it on top of your pair of jeans, you put your underwear on top of the shirt, you roll it up, and then you wrap your socks around it, and you have an entire like day's clothing in like a little bundle like that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, save a lot. I mean, you wind up using a lot less luggage, paying a lot less airline fees for that said luggage.
Yeah, I don't know. If this is really like a cheap travel trick. Or buying something extra. But there's a couple companies out there that make antimicrobial clothing, like underwears and t-shirts and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that basically they have things in them, compounds in them, that eat bacteria so that they won't, you know, because the reason your clothes stink is because you sweat, your body odor gets on it, and it stinks like that because of bacteria.
Right.
So this eliminates that, and it's either them or some other companies. They have underwear that you can basically like rinse out in your hotel sink or wherever you're at, bathroom sink, bring them out, like flap them around, and they'll dry like in a few minutes. So, I mean, really, that eliminates from having to carry extra. Like, you can literally carry one pair of underwear and not be a stinky son of a bitch. Like, you just wash them out and then keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the less you have to carry, the less you have to pay for or just actually pack, like you said. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of the big like travel booking sites will have like alerts you can set up where you can like have them alert you if like ticket prices drop below a threshold or something.
Right.
So you can just like basically be waiting until like a sale comes up. You know, because different seasons, different, you know, gas prices fluctuate. Like they're like, oh, you can get a ticket to, you know, this place right. And, like sometimes you'll find deals like. Where the price is ridiculously cheap, like a few hundred dollars just because they don't care. Or, who is it? There's a website called, I believe it's called The Climb. I'll have a link in the show notes at episode 108. Travelpunk.com, episode 108. Them and REI and a few other, like, you can look around, obviously, if you're looking. But they have, like, adventure travel packages
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they book them. So you're getting price reduction via having, you know, volume.
Right.
But you don't have to supply the volume yourself. They're doing the work for you. So they're getting a discounted price because they're going to book a bunch of people to go on this adventure. And you're like, I saw something recently. It was like two people for a few days in like Costa Rica for like, it was less than $1,500. Oh. All inclusive. I mean, air flight, food, travel, everything like under $1,500. Like, God. Honestly, probably under 1,000. Like, I saw the price, and I was like, damn.
That's
and I'm pretty sure that was the Climb travel section.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the Climb, if you're into any, like, hiking or fitness or anything, you'll find a lot of good deals. And they're like, sometimes they'll have, like, odd sizes and stuff. Like, you'll have to wait until you can find a pair of your shoes, but it'll be, like, half of retail. Like, CrossFit Nanos I've seen on there for $60. They retail all day long at $150.
Now, I've got a really weird travel tip. Okay, like, and this is kind of specifics. Now, one thing I will tell anybody to invest in, because you can get one for like $80 to $100 if you're on the cheap. They have collapsible bicycles that can fold up and basically fit into a backpack. Now, say you're going to a city or whatever, and you're going to be going like by yourself, or even if there's a couple of you, you can. And you're going to be going to several places around the city, save on taxis by investing in one of those damn things. They're highly reusable. They'll last freaking forever. And even if you total the damn thing, it's like under $100.
Oh, there you go.
And you got your exercise.
Yeah. Another way to save a lot of money is, and I've looked at it, and there's several sites. Actually, there's a couple options for this. Couchsurfing.com
Yeah.
Literally has people that are like, hey, I've got a spare room or something. You can come crash it. Like, I mean, so there's a couple ways. So couchsurfing.com you can use to, like, find spare places to just crash on, basically. Because when I go on vacation, I literally don't give a shit about where I sleep at. Like, I want to, like, have more money to spend on food and trinkets and adventures. And I've never really cared about a hotel. Like, when I went to the Pathfinder Gathering in Ohio, that was, like, a spare, like, that was, like, a, like, spur-of-the-moment road trip, basically, where I drove to Ohio, and I found this website. I can't even tell you what it is. I'd have to look it up. It's a U.S., continental U.S. map of every single rest stop.
Oh, wow.
So you can plan trips on rest stops.
Yeah, if you don't mind sleeping, in the car.
Yeah.
Or if you, that's perfect.
I've damn near just thrown up hammocks at those places before. I mean, it might be iffy, but.
Yeah, some of them are iffy about stuff like that.
Yeah, this one was completely deserted. You know, it was like, it's a little bit further away. So, like, I think it was like 15 or 20 minutes away from the place. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah.
And it's free, and I had more money to spend on, like, knives and trinkets and magazines and shit like that. And it made the trip possible.
I mean, I've literally traveled cross-country and just slept in rest stops.
Yeah.
Literally, every night, find a rest stop. And I didn't have a map, a handy little guide thing
that's
telling me where to go. This is back in the 90s, too. Hey, Jordio.
Yeah. There's a website that lists places for guerrilla camping, which is basically just pulling off and, like, camping in places that may or may not be legal, and that's up to you. As long as you, I mean, definitely in that case, you're going to, like, follow, like, the leave no trace thing. Campfire is probably not the best thing. Having a stove, you know, camping stove would be the best option there. And sort of lastly, there are ways to stay, like, overseas. Oh, I didn't even talk about hostels, but that's not.
I wouldn't recommend hostels.
I wouldn't recommend that, no.
There's a lot of young men getting raped in hostels.
Well, and people killed in movies. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I mean, that if you're into it, that's an option. A lot of them have really affordable places to stay for free and or really cheap, especially overseas. What I like better is there's the, like, Worldwide Woofing Organization place, where basically, like,
the Worldwide Woofing
Woofers. Yeah, it's an acronym for, like, workers on organic farms or something.
Okay.
So basically, like, and there's places I've looked, like, there's places in Japan you can stay where, like, you volunteer part of your day to help out around this farm doing whatever they need you to do, and then you have the rest of the time and you can sleep there and stuff. Like,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the weekends off, you go hang out and stuff. Like, yeah, you get to work a little bit, but you're saving a lot of money on, like, boarding.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely ways. I mean, what the, I mean, this isn't a, I don't know, I mean, you'd save money if you're traveling to Japan, but,
well, like, I mean, no, I've just looked there, but they're all over the world.
No, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about, Japan's got those, was it capsule hotels, I think they're called?
Oh, yeah, they're actually not nearly as cheap as I thought they, like,
oh,
I mean,
really?
They're not, like, 50 cents a night or anything, like, they're, you're paying, like, really cheap hotel prices.
I mean, like, what, like, $5 a night?
No, I think, like, $20 or something, like,
$20 a night. I mean, it's, yeah, to sleep in basically a shelf.
Yeah, I mean, well, they have amenities, but yeah, not much. Like, basically, you're crawling into, like, a coffin, so if you're, like, claustrophobic, you're, like, fucked.
Yeah.
So that's definitely not the way.
But if you're a claustrophiliac, then you're good.
Yeah.
That's the opposite.
Or is it claustromaniac?
It's a weird line. Well, it depends. Okay, a claustrophobic is afraid of closed spaces.
Yeah.
A claustromanic is a claustromaniac, basically. It loves closed spaces. A claustrophiliac, I think, gets turned on by them.
Oh, so I actually have a preference for small spaces. Go figure. I always have, but I wouldn't say it's a freakish, weird sexual desire. Not like, oh, baby, pop that balloon. Oh, yeah!
Leave lunars alone.
Ah, fucking weirdos.
Lunar lives matter.
Oh, my God. We're going to have an episode on the Black Lives Movement or something. Cause
the what?
The Black Lives Matter movement and all the shit going on.
We are not giving that any airtime.
Maybe.
I don't even like giving it this much airtime.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson say something about me saying that. I will get them on the show and tell them exactly what I think of them.
Yes, well, never mind. Hold on. Green Plaza, Shinjuku Capsule Hotel, Tokyo. Actually, Tokyo.
Tokyo.
I meant to tell you about that one day. Price range is $30 to $91.
To sleep in a coffin?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It looks like $35 is the low price.
Fuck that.
There are normal hotels here in these states you can get for $35 a night.
Yeah, I know. That's... Fuck that.
Yeah. Tokyo.
Stupid shit.
Do you have anything else for travel?
No, not really.
I am a big fan of just road tripping. Just gas, road trip. Especially if the gas is affordable and cheapish.
Yeah.
Jordan is on the deep freezer licking the plate.
Oigavold.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Oh, yeah. To derail us, because we love to do that. I put in light switches today-ish and yesterday. My bathroom in the tiny house and kitchen now have light switches. And for a temporary while there, I had a suicide cord hooked up in the kitchen.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You had, like, hot prongs sticking out.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun.
But
now everything's safe and legit, and the lights turn on and off with switches now. So poor Siri, like, because before they're all like, what was that, like maybe 7 feet up? Like, uh-huh. She couldn't reach it. Like, she had to get like a stool to step on to like reach up there and turn the light off.
Oh my god.
Now she can like turn the light off. So,
so light switches, that has been our survival thingy for this episode.
Yeah. Moving on to paper versus plastic. Mike, this is your category you wrote down.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the hell. Oh, yeah, paper versus plastic.
I'm positive.
This is a short, actually a short category. When I talk about paper versus plastic, I'm not talking about what you should use to carry your fucking groceries home for. But, by the way, get one of those reusable bags and actually fucking reuse it. Those do nothing. I've known people that have like fucking 50 of those reusable shopping bags because they'll use them the one time they buy them and keep forgetting to put them back in their car and take them back to the fucking store.
Yeah, I use them just for other stuff, but I never...
My wife actually made some like reusable shopping bags out of like non-reusable shopping bags.
That she never ever used, right?
No, she was using it for a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I think she just made a purse out of it, but yeah. I could see how you could do that. No, I'm talking about the other kind of paper, which is actually like cash, versus the other type of plastic, which is like credit and debit cards. Now, if you really want to save money, do not use credit and debit cards. And here's why. Having actual physical money and seeing that money slowly go away, your brain will start budgeting it a lot better because, you know, this is all the money I have. I can see all the money I have. I have to keep some of this money. And as long as you don't run out, you're fucking fine. You don't get that alert message with a fucking your brain doesn't send out that alert message with a fucking debit card or a credit card. Credit cards are fucking dangerous because that gives you the license to spend money you don't even fucking have. I don't even believe in credit cards.
Credit cards are the devil. That's literally my response every time I'm at a store and someone's like, can we get you to sign up for our in-store credit card? I'm like, credit cards are the devil.
They really fucking are, because they do. They encourage you to spend money you don't even have that you're going to fucking try to pay back later. And then if you're late, you get zapped with fucking late fees. You get fucking charged interest. You wind up spending a hell of a lot more money. You either, spending a hell of a lot more money on something you could have just fucking paid for with cash. Or B, you don't end up spending that money at all, and they hound you forever, and before, eventually they sue you. So fuck credit cards right in the ass. Debit cards, they're the dangerous ones. You're like, well, I only have as much as I have in the bank. Yeah, but you can't see how much money you have in the bank at every given second unless you're constantly got your fucking banking app open on your goddamn smartphone. And then everybody else can see it if you're not careful. So,
and even then, there's like funky charges like that don't drop immediately and drop later. And then like you think you have money and then charge drops when you're not checking and then bam.
Exactly. No, yeah. You'll fucking, say you're strapped, and you're like, okay, I check my bank account, and it says my available balance is $238. Yay. Go back in there the next day, your available balance is $110. And you're like, what the fuck? And you have to go back in there and all that shit.
Transaction history and all that
then
shit.
Then it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's because I keep getting gas at this one gas station out in the fucking middle of nowhere. And they don't fucking put their charges through for 3 fucking days for some fucking reason. And then everything comes in all at fucking once. When you're only spending cash, that doesn't happen. You don't get charges that will fucking come out 3 days later. You know how much fucking money you have.
Yeah.
Just carrying cash will make you spend a lot less. Trust me on that, because you'll know exactly when you can't spend any more.
Yeah, I know Mike is correct. I don't do that.
Neither do I.
I
have a debit card in my pocket.
I probably will, though. I think I'm gonna give it. I think we should give it an experiment.
Well, no, see, that's the thing. I lived that way for the longest time. Like, I had my bank account.
Is that the one you had all that money saved?
Yeah, I had over $5,000 saved up like it was fucking nothing.
And then you and your wife got debit cards and it was gone in a month.
I've never had any money saved since.
Yeah. We're going to do a survival pocket experiment to see how that works.
Yeah, I should just fucking, like...
Because I know one time I wrote an article on why literally cash is king, and it's why I usually try to carry... a couple of my rules were, I used to stash $30 in my car, because basically I could fill up my tank.
Well, back in the day, I was working for Bradley's, and fuck it, I'll say them, and I was getting all that fucking overtime, and it was weird. Okay, this is how it was going. My dad sets up this fucking bank account, no fucking debit cards, and I give him the check. He fucking deposits so much of it in the bank account, and... And he fucking gives me the rest in cash. I mean,
yeah.
He was putting enough in for my bills, plus like an extra like $150, and I got the rest of the fucking check in cash. And basically, we would live off that cash, and we knew, like, I only got $20 left. Oh, God, yeah, no, we cannot get that, because I only have $20 left.
Yeah.
And somehow, within a year, I'd saved up like $5,000. So, yeah, I don't even need to do the experiment. It's the fucking life that I used to live. I need to go back to that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's... We need to experimentally do that.
Yeah.
And not talk about it. So, yeah, paper
versus
plastic.
Try it.
I've not implemented it, but I've looked into the envelope. I was going to say the envelope system.
The envelope, please.
The envelope. Where basically, like, you have a box and you put envelopes in it, and then you get all of your money into cash, and then you, like, you have an envelope for, like, rent, which, you know, like, every paycheck, like, say, $250 has to come out of your paycheck to go to the rent. So at the end of the month, $500, you have your rent, if you have rent. You know, and, like, you budget everything. Like, if you know in, like, every 3 months you have to have an oil change, and the oil change costs $30, you know, you're saving, like, $13 a paycheck or whatever.
Yep.
Until, like, you know, you have your oil change money, and then you... Because, you know, otherwise, like, it's like, oh, I gotta get my oil change. Oh, fuck, I don't have the money. You know, it's $30. And, you know, that way, it's like, oh, it's just pennies coming out there. And, you know, you even budget in, like the... One of the videos I saw on people, like, they budget in everything. Like, if it's important for you to get your nails done, you put that in there. You get your envelope for your getting your damn nails done.
Yeah.
And,
Because if you don't have the cash to put in there, I'm sorry, you don't get your fucking nails done.
Yeah. So.
You gotta. Also, I would recommend prioritizing all the envelopes. Especially when you have stuff up there for stuff you want as opposed to stuff you need. It'll take a less priority that way. If something important comes up, you know which envelopes you can take that money out of. The stuff that you can live without.
And I mean, every system I've ever seen has money allocated for blowing this fucking money. Like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, I get like $20 to just absolutely blow. And if you need to prioritize, like, maybe you need to take some of your blowing money.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But yeah, it's something to look into. If you have suggestions, email me, jamesrivalpunk.com. And I'm going to experiment and try to, because I need to reestablish a good budget. Mine's a bit wonky. It's not too bad right now.
I seriously recommend going with the cash thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you probably like me and probably like a lot of our fucking listeners, we don't actually pay bills in person anymore.
No.
Or through the mail. I mean, Hell, every bill I pay is a phone number that I call.
Oh, I do everything online. I click buttons.
Yeah, you're even more futuristic than I am, but that's the thing. Like, two of my bills, automatically go out each month. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they're not that expensive, and it's the kind of money that I never see, I don't even think about it, and I fucking, you know, so I don't even really miss it.
Right.
They're, again, expensive enough that I can do that. The other bills, then I have like three bills that I call and pay, like, and I alternate between weeks doing that, depending on how much they are. My water bill, my electric bill, and my fucking internet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never actually hand cash to anybody anymore like the way that my parents had to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to ever, like, To me, taking time out of your day to go pay bills in person with cash is, like, is your time really not worth much?
Well, that's, well, okay. See, here's the thing. Now, I don't know, not everybody's like this, but a lot of companies have switched over to direct depositing your paychecks.
Yeah.
So, here's what I recommend, okay? On the day that you get your paycheck, that is the day you pay your allocated bills for that pay period, okay? Then, once you've paid those bills, give yourself a little bit of a buffer zone and get the rest of the money out. Fortunately, we live in a society where you don't need to go to the bank to get large amounts of money out of your fucking paycheck. No. You just got to go to stores.
Right.
If you buy a pack of gum at Walmart, you could use your debit card to get out, like, what's the limit? Like 100
bucks. Yeah,
yeah, like 100 fucking bucks.
Yeah.
And if you need another 100 bucks, guess what? Buy your bar of deodorant.
Yeah. Or go to the customer service desk, and they can give you back any amount that you really want.
See? You don't even have to go to the bank, and everybody's got time to go to the Walmart.
Yeah.
And then you know what you got.
Yeah.
It's just a hell of a lot easier that way. Make it work for you.
Yeah.
And if you only spend your cash, then you won't. Then the money that's in the bank will just be left alone, and it'll just keep accruing.
Yeah. I'm going to obviously keep my debit card, but, man, I used to have a savings account that was an hour away that had absolutely no online access, and I refused a debit card.
That's what I'm going to do each year when I get my income tax. I'm going to set aside money for the big vacation that's going to happen in 5 years.
Yeah.
At least $1,500, if not more, each time.
Yeah. I'm going to probably do that again where I go open a savings account.
I'll drive to fucking Lebanon and find some, like, mom-and-pop bank that's been around for, like, 75 fucking years and just deposit it into a savings account.
Yeah, and the thing you gotta look out for is they get acquired sometimes. Like, right now, just because of, basically, I don't like to deal with big corporate assholes as much as possible, the bank that I bank with now technically is like, a 30-minute drive away to get to. And it only has three locations, but they don't screw you over. Like, they're pretty legit, fun, you know, good people.
Speaking of three locations, this is a complete side note, but you know that's why the Domino's Domino only has three dots on it? Because when they opened, they opened to three locations. Yeah, simultaneously. Yeah, the Domino's Domino has one dot on one side and two dots on the other.
Avoid the noid!
You know, their original plan was to put a dot on there each time they open a new location?
Yeah, they...
But that only covers you up to, like, 12.
Yeah. No, they've got 12 million locations.
Yeah.
We're
back on target about monies and banks and fars aways and...
So, let's move on to reusing. This is a topic that I probably have a lot to add to.
I'm going
to
start with paper towels here. They can be washed and reused up to 8 times.
Blah.
They can be.
Oddly enough, though, so I use paper towels and sometimes kosher salt and sometimes not kosher. Like, sometimes just wipe it out. My cast iron.
Cleaning your cast iron.
Cleaning my cast iron, yeah. I use paper towels to wipe them out to get all the grease out, you know, get all the stuff out. So basically, you're creating flammable, fat-soaked paper products.
Yes.
If you save those balls, you can start your charcoal chimney with them.
Yeah, you can.
Because they'll slow burn, and you're not wasting extra stuff.
You know, if you don't have any lighter fluid or anything like that, and you have charcoal that isn't, you know, match treated or whatever, if you have a lighter and if you have Doritos, you can still get your grill started.
I highly suggest you get a chimney starter, a charcoal chimney starter. And I've seen people recommend before, we were supposed to douse the newspaper in it, you know, in fucking vegetable oil to make it burn slower. What I started doing was...
Using Kokanoo?
No, even better. Every little town ever has, like, a free take this one, like, newspaper thing. Like, the peddler here.
Yeah,
like classified ads, basically.
Yeah, or even some of them, like, will give away those, like, fucking free, it's made out of the same pulp newspaper paper, like, fucking, for, like, car ads and little house listings and shit like that.
I just opened it up and grabbed, like, half the stack.
Yeah, they like it when you do that.
I mean, I found that, like, each little magazine, like, all the pages crinkled up is just enough paper to fill the chimney, and it'll start it by no lighter fluid, no vegetable oil, just free newspapers that I stole will start the chimney by itself. And about 30 minutes, you have perfectly conditioned coals.
Yeah, and plus, what else are those papers going toward?
Yeah, I haven't even looked at them. I just grabbed them and burned them.
You know, because of me, the Tennessean had one newspaper machine taken away from a place. Yeah. Actually, no, it wasn't the Tennessean, it was the National.
Are you going to admit, like, felonies on the air?
No, I told this dude that worked in that same office park. I happened to notice one time, because I would get a newspaper out of it every now and then. And I would get one, and I got a newspaper out. I put my quarter in. It was like 75 cents. Mm-hmm. And then I leaned on it, and the door opened. And I realized you could put any coin amount in there, just one coin, and that door would open, any coin that it accepted. So I finished paying my 75 cents, got my paper out. Well, this buddy of mine that I used to work with, God rest his soul, he started basically getting all the newspapers for a nickel. Oh, I don't know what he was doing with all those newspapers.
That actually almost, that kind of made me think about, like...
Vaya con Dios, Sean.
I had kicked around the idea about doing an episode, like, an anarchist cookbook episode where we talk about things. Like, okay, so, and this is off topic, we'll get back on topic. You listen to this damn podcast because we get off topic. There used to be, they tore down our amusement park in Nashville, Opryland, and made Opryland Mills.
Yeah, and made a fucking mall out of
so
it.
So they had these Coke machines in there, like, it was a big display of all the Cokes you can see lighted up in front of glass, and there was this conveyor belt arm that would, like, come by.
Yeah, you put your coin in, you make your selection, the fucking conveyor belt platform would rise up, it would dump your product out, the conveyor belt would move it all the way to the end, and it would come out a hole on the other side.
Right. So there was this trick for a while that if you reach your hand in and shove the door shut, the trap door shut, because it wasn't a hole, there was a trap door that it plopped out of, it would, like, the conveyor belt would, like, bang your drink against the door for a while, and then it would stop, then it'd back up, and then it'd bang it against it a bit more, and then it would stop, and then, like, I'm pretty sure it would do it a third time, and then it's like, oh, shit, a Coke didn't drop, go get one. So it would grab another one, and, like, for, like, the price of one, you could just, like, load up the conveyor belt and, like, get drinks to heaven. I may or may not have done that trick successfully once. And then I believe a patch update to the software is done where it was like, yeah, you just don't get a Coke if it, you just put more money in if it doesn't drop your Coke or so. I don't know. But I tried it and it never dropped another Coke. But sure enough, it did work. And if you see one of those, give it a try and see if it works.
If you want quite an eclectic lunch, I would recommend going to some place that'll get you have free samples of everything.
Oh, yeah.
And just keep sampling until you're
free
full.
Free sample?
I like walking around occasionally you'll find a mall with a good food court where there's like a half dozen fucking places that are giving fucking free samples away.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. You can get a good snack going on.
Yeah, get a good snack, part of a sandwich, some bourbon chicken.
Yeah. Buying used. So, if you can, so a lot of times when you buy used, especially like if you go to yard sales or flea markets and stuff, not only do you have the benefit of getting things cheaper, mm-hmm. because obviously, you know, secondhand, usually you can find some really amazing deals, you're not paying taxes on those.
Yeah, you're not.
And that is amazing. Anytime at all you can avoid paying taxes in any way, I think you should do it.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, you go to, like, flea markets, garage sales, yard sales, stuff like that. It gives you the time-honored tradition of being able to haggle.
Yes. That's another thing. Like, a lot of when you buy things used, you can haggle.
How much do you want for this? $10. Would you take 7?
Yeah.
I could go as low as 9. I got $8 right here.
Yeah, yeah. Money in your hand is a big, like, oh, you got, yeah, okay, I'll take that.
Oh, that's one of my big tips. One of the big tips my dad always gave me for, like, buying cars or anything expensive like that. Hand them the money, like, right up front that you're willing to spend on it. Once they actually have that money in their hand, they're not going to want to give it back.
Yeah. So if you want to buy a car, I suggest you go on Netflix. You have it. Watch Brian Brushwood's Hack the System episode on...
Oh, God.
What? Hacking Life? What was the episode?
No, I think it was Automotive Hacks.
Was it Automotive? So
just watch every episode.
Just watch
every
episode. They're
awesome.
All good. There's a survival episode that if you're as,
Wilderness Hacks, Survival Hacks, Home Hacks,
yeah,
Travel. Yeah.
The one on like acing the job interview, I thought was amazing. I thought it was real good.
Yeah.
Buying the car, that was badass.
I mean, one episode it showed him talking his way out of a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Which was not set up. Like, he got pulled over.
He deliberately got himself pulled over just to see if he could talk himself out of the ticket.
Which, I mean, honestly, I don't know how repeatable that... Because if you... I mean, the techniques that you use are good. But, you know, if you catch a cop that's just an asshole or in a bad mood, you're probably fucked. I mean... Or if they're just like a stickler for the rules, like, technically, sir, you were speeding, here's your ticket. But a lot, like, I've had mixed results. I've had cops, like, lie to my face and be dicks. And then I've had really cool, like, I got pulled over by some cops in Franklin. Mm-hmm. Just barely doing over the speed limit. They saw my SOE tactical gear sticker on the back, and they're like, sir, are you armed? I'm like, no, not today. They're like, we saw your SOE sticker. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, John's cool. And like, we started talking about, like, tactical gear. And then they let me go.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had a baby one time get me out of a speeding ticket. Actually, it wasn't a speeding ticket. I had a taillight out.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking us. I get pulled over by this state trooper. My girlfriend at the time. We were watching a baby. Not even our baby. Not her baby. Not my baby.
Hmm.
We were watching a friend's baby. We're on our way back to take the baby home. This baby is asleep. Get pulled over for this fucking taillight out. Fucking state trooper walks up to the window, taps on the glass. I don't know why he decided to tap. I already had the window down.
Yeah.
Taps on it. Baby wakes up, starts screaming. I mean, screaming bloody murder. You would have thought somebody just ripped this kid's fucking leg off.
Oh, wow.
And because he woke up the baby, he felt bad. He was like, just get the light fixed. You can go. The
nice.
Baby made him nervous. Meanwhile, my girlfriend at the time, she's trying to get the baby to calm down. And the baby's like, and it's funny. As soon as the cop leaves, we start moving the car again. Baby goes right back to sleep. I'm like, I love this kid.
Yeah.
This kid is fucking awesome. You know, I don't think I ever got that taillight fixed, come to think of it. I think the car, me and the car went bye-byes before I ever got that light fixed.
Ah.
I just, you know, oh, God.
Yeah.
That car, by the time I sold it, it was missing a taillight, the door was damn near welded shut, and the tags on it were like fucking 8 months expired.
Oh, God. We need to go yard selling soon, which is a good place to buy used stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can find some gems. Not guaranteed, but there's stuff out there.
I blew my mind one time at a yard sale where I found, like, boxes of ammo.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
You can find some amazing shit.
Yeah. And yeah, buying used, we were leaving the store earlier. There are some, what are they, little cheerleaders selling baked goods, like a quarter a piece. Like, dude, how good was that zucchini bread?
Oh, that zucchini bread. I damn near ate it all.
Yeah. That was a quarter, like for that little loaf of, that was a loaf. It was a little loaf of zucchini bread.
Yeah. They were underselling themselves.
They did. Yeah.
They could have been selling that stuff for a buck a piece. People would have been buying it.
They really could have. They would have made their money a lot faster selling those things. At least...
I mean, hell. Just on cuteness factor alone, they're going to sell stuff.
Yeah.
People will buy stuff that little girls have.
Yeah.
As long as they maintain the cute. If they're a little bitch, though... You know.
Yeah, get lost, you beast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what else for buying used? Wait.
Do not buy
used. Did we skip reusing?
We started it, and then you moved on, and I'm not sure if we ever actually said anything about it other than paper towels.
Oh, yeah, you derailed me. Paper towels, mason jars. And so, any, like, a lot of times when I have used, like, salsa or...
Used salsa?
When I get done with a salsa jar, I'll, like, salsa jar, like...
I don't want to reuse the salsa.
No, not the salsa. The jars itself are really good jars to, like,
glass
store
jar.
Dried goods and stuff
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. A lot of products come in glass jars.
Yeah.
I mean, in hell. At the
pasta
very
sauces and shit, yeah.
At the very fucking least, you can turn basically any glass jelly jar into a drinking glass. All redneck, white trash style.
Exactly. Oh,
oh, my God.
The most... Hold on. The most reused thing in history here in the South... is the big-ass tubs of Country Crock margarine butter.
I was about to get on that. Oh, my God. There was this one time I was trying to find the butter in my grandmother's kitchen.
The whole thing was filled with Country Crock.
I went through fucking six containers before I finally... Okay, here's the fucking... No, that's macaroni. Okay, here's the... That's leftover hamburger meat. Here's the... Oh, I'm like... She had... I mean, there. Nobody buys Tupperware down here. They just buy butter and keep it. And
yeah.
Keep the fucking... Well, yeah. They buy margarine and keep the fucking tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in a southern person's kitchen, their entire thing will be full of fucking... I can't believe it's not butter or parquet or fucking country crock. And
yeah.
Not a damn one of them will have margarine in it.
Nope. Usually they're filled with, like, spaghetti and shit.
Fuck yeah. Leftovers. Perfect.
I remember when we were growing up, there was a brand of jam or jelly. I don't remember... I think it had the Flintstones on it, and they were cups. Like after we finished eating the jelly, like we would drink.
I remember that.
It was like grape and strawberry, like Fred and Barney.
Oh God, dude! For a while, I remember this one fucking jelly company kept making the had the glass jars. They said fuck it and started putting handles on the side of it, just for the whole novelty of it. Once
wow.
you use the jelly, you've got a drinking glass with a handle on it.
Yeah, there you go.
And if they did, I swear to God, if they did more of that, they would sell a hell of a lot more. I mean, shit, and hell, all you gotta do is put collector's piece
yeah.
on anything and people will get it. That's how I ended up with all the Shrek glasses from McDonald's.
Yeah.
We had to get the whole set.
Reusing. So, I found a trick one time, I don't know if this is reusing, this is repurposing. Let me preface this. One episode of Alton Brown's old show, Good Eats, he showed you how to make the perfect pie liner by taking parchment paper, and then you fold it, so if you have a square of paper, so like a paper towel that's in a square, or parchment paper that's in a square, you fold it corner to corner, so it makes a triangle.
Yeah.
And then you fold that triangle in half, basically once again making a triangle. So you take the two outside points, fold them over to touch, so you're like, kind of like in high school when you're making the football thing, just kicking each other. With your finger, not your foot, to like thump at each other to put your goal post.
Yeah, paper football.
Paper football, yeah. Some of you guys might know what I'm talking about there. You're like, oh, I totally played that all through high school, dude.
That's actually how I had this bandana folded before I put it on my head.
Yeah, so you fold it in half, corner to corner, then you fold it in half, corner to corner, and then you start like, you keep folding it in like halves, like you keep folding it in halves again and again and again, and then you end up with like the tiniest like, sliver of like triangle left. So you take it from the one point and you put it in your container, like your pie container. In my case, I put it in the funnel that I used to make my pour over coffee. So you put it in there and then you see where it sticks up at, and then you trim that off, you unfold it, and you've just made a coffee filter that fits perfectly in there. And Mike just literally made that with his bandana. So that's a way to reuse a paper towel. Like, that's ghetto. Like, you know your ass is broke when you're making fucking coffee filters out of paper towels.
I love that fucking Facebook meme. My financial situation. I just rinsed off a paper plate.
Yeah. I love when I go into your dish strainer and, like, you have plastic forks rinsed
off
in there.
I was about to say that. We've, like, washed and reused plastic silverware.
Ugh. I think at that point, like... I don't even understand why you're not using silverware. Like, if you're
going
to wash it off...
going missing. I don't know. Forks and spoons vanish in my fucking house, okay?
Yeah.
My little buttercup.
What else can we fucking reuse? What do I reuse?
Pussy.
No. shoot, I thought I had more for this. So I did an article a while back, and some of you might get appalled by this, and some of you might be like, that's really awesome. So I used to have a George Foreman grill, and I would, I would cook hamburgers on it. You know, like I'd get those packs of frozen hamburgers, and I would throw them on there, and you know, you cook them. And then you get that trough filled with like disgusting hamburger grease. And so I'm a guy, you know, I was a single guy. My trough would, like, basically, I would let it get filled up to the edge, and then, like, oh, I gotta empty it now, because it's about to overflow. Instead of, like, cook a hamburger, empty it. Cook a hamburger, empty it. No. Cook a hamburger, or cook food, like, all week long until, like, your trough's, like, if I cook another hamburger, it's gonna overflow onto the counter, which may or may not have happened before.
Griddle has, a grease-catching trough.
Well, this is a trick that you can do with your griddle grease-catching thing. Uh-huh. You pour, like, you get, like, an empty, like, little tin of something, like dog food, cat food, or a tuna can.
Yeah.
You can pour it in there, and if you have, like, something made of all cotton, like, say, cotton shoelaces, or, like, a cotton t-shirt that you can, like, cut into a strip.
All t-shirts.
You can make a candle out of it.
Huh. I've heard of
it. It's a disgusting candle, and it doesn't smell great, I'll tell you that. Does give off light.
Remember, we actually tried this in a pinch. You can actually make a candle out of a crayon.
Yeah.
You can burn a fucking crayon.
That's the way to reuse it, yeah.
I mean, you can burn a crayon like a fucking... I mean, if you think about it, it's set up like a reverse candle. Just the wick is now the fucking paper that's coated with wax on the inside of it.
Yeah.
Because they... And the fucking wax is on the inside instead of... The wick's around the wax instead of the wax around the wicks, but it... Fucking works.
Yeah.
We actually lit a fucking crayon. You could use it as a damn candle.
It surprisingly did, yeah. there was another trick that I did for a while, and some jackass on the internet was like, you're a dangerous maniac. You could die. So, warning, you could die.
Was this about the suicide bomb?
No. I just got funny comments on that one. No. So, once again, if you go back to our friend Mr. Salsa Jar, or like an olive jar, or a pickle jar... Any jar, really.
If you see something in a glass jar that you like, just get it.
Yeah, because it's all usable. So after it's empty and you've cleaned it out and then you let it dry until it's all, you know, dry. And there's no water in it. You don't want water in it.
Or jelly residue.
Or jelly. Take a knife and be safe. Don't kill yourself. And just puncture a hole in the top going downwards. So you want the stuff to push inwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort of tilt your knife back to make just a little slot. And once again, you take something all cotton, a t-shirt, shoelaces, whatever. You stick it through that. And then you sort of like, you get it all the way down to just a little bit sticks out. And then you, so when you stab it in that, like that way, it creates a sort of a crease point to keep it from pulling back out. But it'll always go in, you know, kind of like a trap or something, like finger cuts. Like it'll go in that way, but when you try to pull it back out, it won't go.
Right.
Same thing with that. And then you fill it with, like, lamp oil, and you've made yourself a little ghetto lantern.
Yes, you have.
And if it tips over, it will make a fireball and kill you and your entire family.
Don't tip it.
That's okay. I actually did have one fall over and not break. Like, if you get a sturdy, like, glass, sturdy, you know, like, salsa jar or something, they don't break that easy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just be warned, like, it'll evaporate, too. So if you make it and let it sit around, it's just going to evaporate. You won't have anything left.
Oh, yeah.
I used to keep one in my bathroom at my apartment for emergencies. Not one more thing. I'm going to keep thinking about things you think while I'm talking. I saw this on Facebook, and I'm like, it's cheaper to just buy something. But I guess in a pinch you could do this. Like, if you take an empty can of, like, green beans or corn or whatever you have, like, after it's empty... And you can opener, or you can leave the top on, yeah. What was it? Was it nails or something? You puncture holes all in it. Like, you keep puncturing holes all in it, and then pull it out. And it was weird, like, they made a fucking cheese grater out of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you make the holes the right way, yeah.
Like, you puncture it in, and then when you just drag stuff across it, it shreds it.
Well, there you go.
And it keeps it inside the can.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah. So, it's a neat way to reuse an empty can that way. I reuse empty coffee cans, the metal coffee cans, a billion uses. You can make a hobo can out of them, like, so, and there's instructions on my website, where if you
puncture survivalpunk.com.
Exactly. You can make a hobo stove out of it. You can basically carry it out to make a billy pot so you can boil water in them, because they're stainless steel.
Now, billy pot, is that anything like a Jimmy hat?
No. You put, like, a handle on it, and you can, like, take food out there and cook in it.
I wouldn't want to cook in a Jimmy hat.
No. The pot, though, the billy pot. Come on, Mike, what do you reuse?
Toilet paper.
You sick motherfucker.
But actually, speaking of toilet paper, you can reuse a lot of stuff as toilet paper. Normal paper, if you crumple it enough times, it starts getting soft and velvety.
Shit.
And then you wipe your ass with toilet paper that I was just talking about. See? It all works. The circle of life. Oh, I'm shit. Holding a lion.
I
want you to know. Yes, this is the musical part of the show.
Shit. If you have any good suggestions, leave a comment.
You know
don't
what?
Email
you can
me,
reuse,
leave a comment.
You can reuse your shit.
You?
Under the right circumstances, you can throw it into a compost heap and get fertilizer.
True, you really can. And pee can be used for a bunch of stuff, too.
Did I ever tell you about the tomato plant?
No.
Well, this guy I used to work with named Chris, he stayed with these people at this cabin. They'd do this every fucking year. Him and his wife would go out and, like, vacation with this other couple that they'd been friends with for, like, decades. They'd go out and they'd stay at this fucking cabin in the woods for, like, a week. I mean, this cabin was rustic, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your kind of vacation. There's no lights, no running water, there's no electricity, all that shit. But, you know, they had access to fucking natural springs and stuff like that. They wanted to get away from all the... It was a getaway, okay? It was getting away from civilization and roughing it. And they had a fucking outhouse. Not a porta potty, an outhouse where you have to actually dig a fucking hole in the ground. Well, one year when they came back, they discovered that they had wild tomato plants growing. And they're like, yay, free fucking tomatoes. And they fucking plucked them and they fucking ate them and everything. And they tasted just fine. But then they fucking realized this. The spot where those fucking wild tomatoes were growing was one of the spots where the fucking outhouse had been previously.
Yeah.
Like the last year.
Yeah.
Because the hole, that's the thing about an outhouse. Once the hole gets full, you cover it with dirt, fucking move and dig another hole somewhere else and just move the outhouse. Yeah. So basically, the tomato seeds from their own poo grew fucking tomato plants and they ate like poo-matoes.
Yum.
Yummy poo-matoes. Fucking tomato plants are actually amazing. They'll fucking grow anywhere. I've literally seen a tomato plant growing out of a crack in a sidewalk where a fucking seed had fallen out of somebody's window box three stories up.
Yeah, I've seen tomatoes do that kind of shit before, too.
Incidentally, that lady did harvest those tomatoes and said they straight up tasted like concrete.
Oh, that is terrible.
Well, I mean, they were growing out of a crack in a sidewalk.
Yeah. These are dumb things.
Yeah, they grow like fucking... Yeah, tomato plants are damn near weeds. They'll grow in spite of you. Which is why everybody grows tomatoes. It's like... That's the thing. Everybody starts a fucking... I'm going to start growing vegetables. Inevitably, they all start with tomatoes because they're the easiest fucking thing to grow.
You know what? I had better luck... I grew tomatoes before and like I had just mild success. And I grew a zucchini plant. I don't know if you ever saw it, but, like, it went out of my box at the apartment and started growing out into the parking lot.
Yeah, didn't they fucking cut it down?
Eventually, no, not that. Like, I had to put it back in. Like, it only produced two zucchini.
They were massive. Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. And on that bombshell...
What, is it time to end?
It is.
Yeah, we've covered everything.
We've covered everything.
So tune in.
At 58 minutes, we're right on time, yeah.
Oh, perfect. So tune in next week when will we have interviewed somebody by that point?
It will probably be an us episode because maybe. No, we... You will be fucking surprised.
You will. You'll be fucking amazed, too. So, for the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sequin Burnett.
And I would just like to say, be cheap, motherfuckers. Use cash. And if you wipe right, you can get one wipe per square.
Yeah, I want to save money, use guys!
Use guys!